I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the Jew, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned His servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Lord, we bless them. At a point in this service, I believe that the one who heads that technical team is ripe for a congregational blessing. I will call him forward and we will take our time to pray for Jerry. When it was time to go for youth service, his burden to remain in Oyo State and around the Ogbomosho was because he told me that he felt that he was a part of the house and he must keep laboring. That offering has come before God. But for this moment, I want us to pray for everyone who made it possible for us to be heard and to be seen. Their ingenuity has helped to aid our progressions in this service, and we are asking for a blessing. For a blessing. That the hand of the Lord will rest upon them, and from this moment they will come into another layer of the goodness of God. Their ingenuity has produced what we thought was impossible. The assault could not materialize. We decree that if there is any hand lifted against them, we neutralize its effect. Amamokishila kastuva takabobia. Rakosa eshila toka barave in fabiva natabo vavasa telosa. Let help come. Let help come. Let help come. Sudden help. Sudden help. Undeserved help. In the name of Jesus. I want to celebrate all of you for this feat. When Oriyomi called my line, no, I just said, if you touch something, it will touch you. Abi. And so, I told my wife, we have started making, we have started touching things. It's day 15. If I keep slapping you for 15 days and you don't respond, is either that the slap is weak or they're already dead. But by the wisdom of God, they have neutralized the effect. We had power yesterday night. We didn't have issues. And well, based on my engineering knowledge, and they claim that the cables are wrong. But when we switched on to the public power supply, the light still came on. So we'll sort it. So please bear with us. I know the room might be a little bit hot, but we bless God for the weather. It's slightly on the cold side. Am I right? Am I the only one feeling that way? Every other person is feeling hot. Ah. Okay. May you not be hot when everybody's cold. Alright, so quickly I would the subject for today is the speakings of the serpent. However, I want to speak for about 40 minutes on the subject, the art of making prayers. The art of making prayers. Thank you, Jesus. First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men. Be made. Paul, in writing to his son Timothy, was bringing instruction along the lines of praying. And so it would not have been inappropriate if his communication to his son Timothy ended here with "be prayed for all saints," because we pray supplication, we pray petitions, we pray intercessions. There are kinds of prayer, but he said "be made." There's another portion of scripture that I will want us to read from. That should be in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was. Now I know that somebody is saying, "Abi, they are just playing around English." Well, in my following scriptures, I have become much of a student of what is written. I believe that every comma in scripture was inspired, because if you move around punctuation marks, you can change the sense of scriptures. I believe that every word was specially chosen, else the book will not be termed perfect. So the Bible could have said, give me back the portion of scripture. The Bible could have said, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was prayed without ceasing. You know, a verse of scripture actually says pray without ceasing, but the Bible said that prayer was made. It is suggestive, therefore, to say that if all we know about prayer is praying prayer, then it means you have not fully unlocked prayer. The Bible says on these two occasions that prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And maybe one of these days we will sit around the process line for prayer. Because the Bible said the prayer was made of the church. It means the church was the source of prayer. It was not unto the problem. It was unto God, but it was for him. Are you getting me? So it means that in this process line of prayer, there were three different entities. There were three different departments. It gives us a picture of how intercession happens. That in intercession, there is an intercessor, and prayer must emerge from the intercessor. But the prayer must not be to the person. It must not be to the devil. It must be unto God, but it must also be for another person. That's a good line to define what intercessory prayer is. It is prayer from a man unto, or of a man, that's out of a man, unto God for another. That's intercession. We know the feedback. An angel was deployed, and then the man walked cheaply out of prison. As we pray, may our nation also lose its bondage. May Nigeria be free. Okay. So, let me begin this way. Now, securing of cities, which is, or territories, nations, will require a departure from the conventional paths of prayer. I was sharing in the morning how that along the different expressions of prayer, there are general laws and there are specific laws of prayer. So that if you grew up in a church that was essentially a give me, let me go kind of church, when you hear the call to intercession, you will need to learn the laws of intercession. Some people grew up in the churches of say it and get it. Say it, get it, say it, get it. When that person is suddenly plunged into the pool of intercession, he will not understand that in intercession, a man must be importunate. When that man comes into a plane of supplication, he must be importunate. He must stay until God answers. Say it and get it. Doesn't need to. You just run into the building and say, I want a car. I want a house. I want money. This night, this is what I want to hit. And it is done. He runs. So when our assignment or our labor has to do with securing territories, securing nations, maybe families, and for as many whom the Lord has begun to burden for campuses, the call has been coming again and again. We will need to depart from the conventional paths of prayer, and we will need to find those ancient paths and walk in them. Jeremiah 6:16 gives us some bit of wisdom. What does the Bible say? Jeremiah 6:16. Help me. I still have a long way to go. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and observe, and ask for the old paths. It is instructive to say, or instructing to say, that whatever path you are walking on now was preceded by other paths. Every generation is gifted the privilege of novel, new paths, and ancient ones. And John, when you have tried to walk your path and it's not working, you will need to stand and observe, and then you will need to ask. Sometimes the observation is not physical. I mean, it's not environmental. Some of your observations can be in books. How did men secure cities? Because where we have found ourselves, it's not the first place. But Nigeria is not the first nation that we need to pray its way out of trouble. We are not going to be the first generation that will be engaged in praying for our nation. As a matter of fact, many moves in darkness to wipe out our nation have been aborted by prayer. And if we had time, I would have given us, in my little life, at least I've been following people praying. One of those strong men that have been deployed by God to ensure that our nation is not lacking prayer. One of them was our past president. That's the retired General Gowon. For many years, he has carried that flag around. After a while, I think Professor Jerry Gana joined the move too. But the powerhouse of that move lives in Ibadan. Reverend Moses Aronsiola, that's of Getsman Ministries. That's where prayer is a portal. I've shared here that I went to preach in the Lord one of those days, and my host told me to follow one brother home to go and sleep. So I entered my room, and they gave me food. It was in a plastic container. Those four-corner plastic containers. But I couldn't eat for a long time. I felt like a tug towards prayer. So I prayed. Maybe an hour plus. I wanted to eat. It was like that Apostle Edu's utterance was disturbing my... He said, put it down, pray. What is happening in this house? So I went to my host and said, sorry, sir. Whose house is this house? He said, this is Reverend Moses Arosiola's house. No wonder. I can't sleep on the bed. The walls in that house are baked in prayers. Are baked in prayers. Just in the Lord there. Ignoring them. My God wants to help you sometimes. He takes you on a voyage. I know, John, you'll have been angry. That no, I want to sleep inside Peace Hotel. I don't want, they don't value my anointing. Sometimes God sends you on those journeys because he wants to help your anointing. May you be helped in that day. may you not have money to go and lodge yourself in another place. And that's what some people do. They just carry money and go to another place and say, Kilo Sheinga, I have money to lodge myself. May you be humble. So we are not the first in modern day Nigeria to be summoned to pray for our nation. I know there are many other fathers, but at least these are some that I've had the privilege of interfacing with closely. Much of my knowledge about the mystery of altars was from a book that was written by Reverend Moses Aresiola on altars. On altars. I had to take a voyage to Getsman Prayer Ministries. I think that's in around LA site in Ibadan. They have a tall prayer mountain there that has like seven different labels. And what I was told was that each of them has been, men have labored to host different dimensions of God, different dimensions of divine interventions in each of the floors. So there's a floor where people who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb go to pray in. The reality is already in the room, because some people have downloaded it. Those who are struggling with ministry, there's a place they go. Those who are up against the assault of darkness, trusting God for deliverance, maybe in business or in life or family life, there's a room they go to, because certain men have labored to host God permanently on those floors. Awesome. Maybe when God gives me room to go to church, I want to visit Prophet Isa El Buba. That's another strong intercessor. He also has a prayer tower. Their church is called the Ebomi Temple. There are many sites. Southwest does not lack the abundance of warriors who have been praying. So we have not been called to do anything new. However, every generation is assigned a day of manifestation. And my cry to God, that in this day, which is our day, it will not be found wanting. David fought, and his generation was allocated a giant by the name Goliath. He fell his giant. But because of the longevity of life, he rose in the future to fight another giant. And this time that giant was going to waste him. Another generation of warriors had risen from Adullam who had the capacity to take out the giant. So they advised him, you are old, but you are also the light of Israel. Don't fight again. Stand aside. They took on the giant, brought him down. Many of our fathers are alive to be the lights of our nation. And if we expose them to the enemy's assault in this day, in their death, our nation will begin to experience darkness. What God is saying to the upcoming generation is that we must grow up, come into responsibility. That's what I mean by growing up in this vein. Come into responsibility so that they can give us light, and in their light we can win battles. Are you with me? That's the way it should be. And even if darkness falls, because you are around, we can still see and we can win. We will not fail in Jesus' name. So when the battle goes territorial, the laws of prayer engagement shift, and we have to go from conventional paths to uncommon paths. It is also exciting to know that God has prepared for this day. And so beyond that which we have known as the paths of prayer, there are other paths which may be hidden from plain sight that God seeks to unlock in this day. So the one who wants to operate expressly as God's battle axe must subscribe to spiritual education to know what is available, so that we can deploy those things for conquest. I keep saying all the time that if you look through Hebrews chapter 11, you will find out that Samuel was smuggled in the middle of warriors. He was not one skilled in the usage of the sword. He was not one skilled in the usage of a spear. He was not an armor wearer. But what men could do with swords, he could outdo them with a sacrifice. That's where we studied when we're praying during the week. The Bible said he took a suckling lamb. He understood the weight of innocent blood. And when he offered it, God's response was thundering. If you swipe your sword, the only thing your sword can do is to deliver a blow. But he understood that there were some things that at the gates of the gate of thunder can only be opened by innocent blood. And he knew when to shed it, and God responded. We need sound priests who understand what song to sing in the day that we desire God to come. And if they get their songs right, we will come into our victories with ease. We need to know praying men who know what verse of scripture to deploy when the jungle matures. We need prophets who know how to ascend into God and download utterances, so that when they speak, there'll be victory in the land. We also need wasting men like Moses, who in a day of battle know that their place is not in the war front, that their place is on the mountain. And no matter how weary they are, they will seek systems by which their hands can be up. Are you getting me? There is so much that we have not been exposed to. That's why people pray over situations and say God is not answering. Many times it's not a time problem, it's a tool problem. Can you use your teeth to open a bottle of water? You're trying with your hand and the bottle of water is hard. Can you use your teeth? You can grab it and just roll it, right? It works. How many of you have tried it before? Okay. Since it works for a bottle of water, can it work for the boats on a vehicle tire? By the time it works, you will have lost the tips of your... You will have had a permanent hole in your teeth. I know that you can manage using your teeth to open Coke bottle. You have done it before. How many of you have used teeth to open a wine bottle? I don't mean all this wine that... You know, when wine is colored, I fear. When wine is green, it's yellow. I fear. He said, and they just write one name on it. I used to fear. Have you used your wine to your teeth to remove the wine cork before? You just grabbed it. There are two possibilities. One is that it doesn't open, and that's messy. If it opens and it's correct wine, it means it will, it defores, it will crack open the front of your teeth. We will think that you are a smoker. You need a different tool to open the wine bottle. I used to think that was a knife issue until I found that there was a wine, I don't know what they call it. You just fix the head and then you twist and pull it up, and it's cheap. If the right tools are not in place, then it means that labor will be much. Also, if the right tool has not been sharpened, a man will labor more than he's supposed to labor. Are you getting my point? Can you whisper to your neighbor, be educated? We don't master prayer by praying. There is a twofold supply that brings men to the mastery of prayer. It is the supply of the Spirit, which is supplied in the act of prayer, and the education of prayer. Prayer came with a manual from heaven, and the one who wants to master it must find the manual. You must go through scriptures and you must study men who are broken through in that aspect. Let nobody say that he cannot learn from anybody. There are things that God will not reteach when you are praying, because other people have downloaded that knowledge. So you need to study them. People like Ian Bounds. That's people like Lester Sumrall. Like the prof from Cameroon. That's Zacharias Tanifonun. The men who have written well on prayer. Please study. Study. I'm saying this because you don't know where God will be sending you to. Now it looks as if we are safe in our company. It's possible that you may be a sergeant in this company, and it's not a bad place to be, or a recruit. But your deployment might move you into field marshal position immediately. That you are the only one in that new land that can push prayer. There will be no place to hide. So study. Okay. So we can move fast now, having laid that foundation. Now we stand in a season in our nation, one in which the Church of Jesus Christ must rise in prayers, or we will live our lives to see our territory and our nation subdued under the influence of strangeness. The church must give in this season. The church must win souls in this season. But in addition to all of those responsibilities, the church must pray in this season, especially in Nigeria. If we don't want to scare people, we tell people, oh, it's a good year. It's a good year. But prayer is designed to make it so. Are you with me? I shared this morning, or maybe it was at home in the afternoon, my spiritual son from the army was around. Oriomi's son. They had to go back quickly. That the months of August and September are good months, but they are prayer months. What did I call them? They are good months. It means that they are designed to deliver a lot of benefits. So don't be afraid. But they are prayer months. But we need to midwife the goodness of God and use it to superimpose the desires of the enemy. Spiritual intel has revealed that the enemy has plans. And that the plans of the enemy in wasting lives are designed to come to a head in August, that's starting from tomorrow, and to the end of September. We are not afraid. So this annunciation is not designed to deliver fear, rather it's supposed to bring us into a place of responsibility. If God invites you to pray, it's because he knows that partnership can change things. Are you with me? The invitation to prayer comes with the notion that our prayer can shift things. The end of prayer is not prayer. That God says, come and pray. And when you are praying, you say, okay, thank you that I prayed. No. It's because there is there is designated in God controllership over territories. And so God will need to secure the fellowship of the ones to whom earth has been given in bringing his interventions. Heaven. Even the heavens belong to the Lord. The earth has he assigned unto the children of men. So the children of men must cry. That's how they pay partnership. And then God intervenes. Good months, but they are praying months. And whatever we do as a church, we must pray. So that we will not be alive to see our territories dipped in blood, wasted. Everywhere, men must return to the pages of scripture and begin to do business according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Somebody say, I'm praying. It looks as if the proof that you have humbled yourself is that you will begin to pray. They will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. It's like a marching order for this season for the church of the living God in the territory called Nigeria. We must go down in humility and pray. We must begin to seek the face of God, and the church must pioneer this call to turn from wickedness. While we wait on the nation to comply, the church must start out. We must look into the way we relate as believers. We must look into the way we steward ministry in our nation. And we must turn from wickedness. We must drop aside everything that brings divine displeasure. When we achieve that, healing will begin to happen to our land, and compliance in the unsaved world will begin to take place. That's the design for every church assembly in this season. In view of this responsibility, we are being called to see restored in our midst that lost ancient art of making prayers. And I'm just going to read out a few things to us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. I don't have too many scriptures around here because I can't finish the speakings of the serpent, but we will start with some because I want us to pray. The Bible says, be careful for nothing. In other translations, it says, be anxious for nothing. It means even as we are praying for the securing of our city, Obomoso, you are not afforded the privilege to be anxious. Ha! What will now happen now? Say me, I also live at Aba. What will now happen? You are not given the privilege. It destroys your pursuit of prayer. I will tell you how that functions when we list just 10 ingredients and then we go to pray and then we enter the word for today. Be careful for nothing. Even if they say they are coming, don't be careful. Something happened in a nearby town. Don't be anxious for anything. Nothing deserves anxiety. You need to be saying, what is pastor saying? Nothing deserves anxiety. It's not the reality of everybody. It's the reality of the one who has agreed with God to live his life as a creature of prayer. To be careless when you are not praying is perilous. Are you with me? But the Bible says the one who is careful for nothing must also in everything by prayer, as petition, and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Next verse, verse 7. And the peace that came from God, not the peace that the environment supplies. Because if the an uprising starts, when police comes, or maybe operation, is this operation boss still functioning? Or this civil defense brothers, or the Nigerian army moves in, or you see an Air Force helicopter coming, there's a kind of peace that comes to you which is environmental. That a lot about the day. So you can go to sleep. The Bible says that's not the peace that God is giving. The Bible says the peace of God which passeth all understanding. It means there may be nothing in the atmosphere by way of information to draw reality from. This person you are praying for is sick, and the doctor said the person is dying, and you have prayed, and you know some people pray, they touch the temperature. God, so are you still feeling hungry? Somebody sent me a message last week. Says, I pray for me, I'm dying. Life is leaving me. They sent the person a response after praying for 2 minutes. You will live. That's all I said. So the following morning, I felt it was good to be responsible. So I asked again. So, how are you feeling? How, sir? It was on WhatsApp. So what I did was to point my finger to. What I was telling the person is that an utterance has come from God, and you're just man. If you are a just man, you will live by faith. You were designed to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I think a day later, the person is out of the hospital and the person is fine. That communication from God gave me the end of the matter. I remember Papa was sharing with us that it was a time he was in a bus. It was a bus when even the person that was trying to pray, people didn't want the person to pray. When people pray, they now say, today I want to share the word of God with you. It's good. Even though sometimes what is shared, may God help us. Some people share that, you see, all of us are serving the same God. Let's just be good so that when Jesus comes, he will take us. I had to check a brother like that in Lagos. I said, if you preach that thing again, how can you make the cross of no effect and the subscription to the Lordship of Jesus of no effect, that it is good behavior that will make Jesus come and take people home? So Papa said, in the middle of, nobody should pray to do anything, suddenly a woman was sitting at the back, she looked at the baby she was carrying and found out that the baby had died in the bus. So the voice became noisy because it was a cry. In the middle of the cry, hetero, in all those kind of things, he asked the Lord a simple question: what is the fate of the baby? And the great one said to him, that baby lives. So what he did was to stretch his hand to the back, touch the baby, and commanded life, and the baby lived. You see, they listened to a sermon. The advantage there was not power. The advantage was the ability to hear in an instant. May your ears be opened. I still don't know what power looks like. But if I've done anything that people say, power delivered this thing, what I know delivered it was access. Can I hear from you? Can I hear from you? If I can hear from him, then it can happen. One of us was sharing with me, burdened to intercede for the city. And this afternoon, God had to make her abort a process because an utterance came from the mouth of God eventually. That what you're afraid of will not happen. I have put things in place to secure the territory. And so she could abort. The Bible says the peace of God, it is not, you can't calculate it. I know you are owing house rent. You saw them throw out the load of your neighbor. The reason why they didn't give you Sunday is because they know you go to church. They are planning to do it tomorrow morning, and in that same room you still slept. Your neighbors will come and say, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. If he gives you peace, you will sleep. I don't know why I'm sleeping, but I'm just at rest. That's what the peace does. It tells you that bad news will not become a bad experience. And that's good enough. Give me that verse of scripture again. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. As we pray for our nation, as we pray for our cities, one of the realities that we must begin to seek out is the peace of God. It's the end of intercession. Until that peace is entered into, the intercessor is not permitted to change his prayer topic. The peace of God is the escort, the front escort to the interventions of God. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. The word understanding there is actually defined as knowledge, discovery, gnosis. The Bible says it shall keep your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. Our first 2 points are in this verse. That when you are summoned to pray, there are 2 things that you must labor with. That's why I read this verse of scripture. I will lay them out now quickly so that we can go on. My 40 minutes is even over. So, hear this. The one who is called to make prayers must understand or must acquire the posture. Now I'm giving you this myself. The posture of someone who wants to prepare soup. You know how to prepare soup. There's one okra soup that they used to call asipo, right? Eh? Oh, some people's tongue is already rolling. There are many, it's a soup that emerges out of, you know, by the combination of many things. And because it's alasepo, the possibility of the asepo has no boundaries. Anything that you drop into it that is edible goes with it. Whether you dice animal hide, that's what we call mama, abi, or you put crayfish into it. You can even put periwinkle. If you have gone to the east around Uyo side, you know they eat periwinkle. It's like a snail with the shell. You can put it, you can put crab inside it. Anything can go in as a pot. It has no boundaries. The one who has been summoned to pray territorially must understand the asepo dimension of intercessory labor. It's not a war that's too guided. Anything that can be deployed must be deployed. Are you with me? Yeah. Our sisters should go and study about the Amazon women. They were the ones that protected the regions of Brazil when it was invaded by a force that had desired to waste them. It was women. Some of them were tree climbers. Others were knew how to hide in the bush. They fought with everything. If they don't have a knife, they will sharpen a stick. Sometimes some of their foes, males, have watched some of the movies. The foes will hang, they will jump from a tree on the neck of the foe. The foe is bigger. Before the foe throws them away, they just know how to find the jugular and put a sharp object into it. The foe will drop them when it has bled long enough. They fought not for themselves essentially. They fought because of their children. We need intercessors over the nation of Nigeria who have the oil of a mother. Those who know that, who see the nation as a child that is just imagined. Because God has plans. And we have entered into that season where as a nation, our name is supposed to begin to rise among the committee of nations. One of my daughters in Lagos was saying to me that she joined the early morning prayer one of the days during the week. You know, she we don't stream it, but she was still praying through that time. She had an errand to run at work, and she passed in front of a school. You know all these schools that are Nigerian schools, but like American flag, UK flag, they put Canada, they put Israel flags there. This school had the American flag, it had the British flag, and the Nigerian flag. But to her amazement, the American flag and the British flag were already in tatters. But the Nigerian flag was shining gold. It was in its green, white, green, very clean. It could be a sight that you just passed. But because she was in prayers, the Lord began to speak to her and said, what wasted those two nations will not touch this one. We have promises. This afternoon, I listened to three prophecies or so from Prophetess Tiffany. I don't know if you know her. That lady is anointed. No doubt. If you hear her speak alone, I mean, don't listen to the content of what she's saying. She has an atmosphere that her utterances bring forth. And she was speaking about Nigeria. One of the things she warned was that people outside know that nothing will die here. They know that Nigeria will get out of her troubles and that a day of harvest will come to Nigeria in goodness. And she was warning that it looks as if it's only Nigerians that think that things will go down. So have the right mind, she was saying. Have great expectations. If not, when your country rises, because you cannot notice it, they'll come and reap. I hope you know that at the Commonwealth Games, bad as the team bad, we still dropped a gold medal this morning. Suddenly, sports is not acting like our nation. And the reason why we have not gotten many medals is that the things we know how to do, we have not started doing them. Nigeria is resilient, so we have many medals from wrestling. Because if you live in some parts of Lagos, you enter bus by resting every day. When I was working in Lagos, I got to know that you don't wait for bus. This one, Ogbomoso, that the Koropwe used to stop in the middle of the road to pick passengers. No. If you are interested, you will run. And as you are trying to enter, somebody is clubbing you away from the bus. So you can first swing like that. Then you now balance. We wrestle every day. I remember when I first went to Dunamis, the old church. That's area one. Even to enter church, we wrestled. It was all night service. Everybody wanted to sit close to the front. People ran. Some people had four friends. The one who got there just jumped on the chair, laid across. They said, sit on me if you want. One guy made it to third seat, but he was the only one that got there. His slippers was lost and his phone was lost. We wrestle for everything. So we always win games with wrestling. Now our ability to manage the sprint has returned. So we have not. The other place where we get medals is weightlifting. Because the average Nigerian lifts weights every day. We are a burdened people, either in your spirit or physically. But there's good in this land. If I had the privilege to come again and Africa was chosen, I would still want to be a Nigerian. And can I announce to you, you will not die. You will see God smiling upon our nation. And you will not be a spectator, you will partake out of it. Remember, we are laboring in prayers. My Bible says to me that the husbandman that laboreth shall be the first partaker of the fruit. I'm saying before the goodness becomes public, many of you have already programmed yourself for a lift. And nothing will stop it. That's why I encourage that you join the labels. There is a reward. There is a reward. There is a reward. And in this month of goodness, the month of August, in the name of Jesus the Christ, you will begin to experience the goodness of God. Amen. For many people, July was difficult. I come to announce to you that by the structures that God has placed in the month of August to occasion his goodness, your experience will be positively different. Those frustrating situations will not repeat themselves in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Intercessory prayer is a mixture. Territorial labors is a mixture. So I looked into scriptures and I found 10 different things that I trust Jesus, maybe sometime later in the year, will be able to labor around, so that we can establish ourselves as intercessors the way God wants us to be. The first ingredient that must be put in the pot when a territory is desired to be secured is what I call revelatory sounds or visions. Somebody say that. Revelatory sounds or vision. A walk with the Holy Spirit has revealed, or with even other spirits have revealed, that earth is not destined to be a causal realm. Nothing happens in the earth that began from the earth. Earth is designed to be a receptor, a mirroring dimension. So that whatever happens successfully there can happen here. So we can pray that, Lord, you have shown us that this is your candidate for the election. And in prayers, we can manipulate people to vote for that person. When a governor does not pay salary for 4 years and is going back to the polls, you are wondering from the human side what his confidence is. He did not make good roads. The students were on strike. There are states where they have not resumed. Maybe they just resume now. But for the first 5 months of the year, they were still on Christmas break. Because the governors could not pay salaries and teachers were willing to wait. You people are still on Valentine break. Since February. I'm saying that there are governors like that who still come back and want to be governors again. So the question is, what is the basis of their conviction? It is because the voter pattern or voting pattern has been perfected in the spirit. And even though from home you said no, we are going to vote them out, when you view the ballot box, your mind changes. You will oppress, I don't know what your symbol is, let's not cause fight, you will oppress the symbol. And you now say, you have a razor. No. You say, no, you cannot vote again. Sorcery. Because even voting patterns are spiritually controlled. Any candidate that does not have his feet deep in the art of spiritual manipulation cannot win an election. Wicked men win elections. So murderous men win elections without rigging. That's why we are saying that if the church has stayed with a candidate, because Jesus said to me in the beginning of the year, he said, like unto Samuel, the jar of oil now rests in the hands of the church. Whoever the church anoints will win the election. And based on my understanding, it looks as if the church has anointed someone. So we now have to pray that people will vote for that person. Structure or no structure. It's an additional prayer. The additional prayer is that when that person wins, he will not be impeachable. There's no end to the devices in the hearts of a wicked man. When they say no structure, it doesn't mean no manifesto. It means that there is no political structure to support his presidency. It doesn't have people. That party has no people in the right places. That's what it means. Well, that's what they mean when they say there's no structure. So that if that person wins, the other parties can evict the person. They just need to pass a vote of no confidence based on their mind. And victory can be punctured. So we must keep praying that even voting patterns are routed from the realm of the spirit. Whoever wins in the spirit wins fiscally. Are you with me? It is based on that knowledge that we say that in the beginning of the labors to secure a territory, what you see is not what you get. What is happening on the landscape is not what is happening in the spirit. If you can manipulate in the spirit, you will be able to affect what is happening on the landscape. And spiritual manipulations need seeds. The seeds of spiritual manipulation are visions and utterances in the spirit. Revelatory visions are not utterances. If you see what the enemy is doing and you can hear what God wants to do, you can use the utterances as received, or the visions as received, to out manipulate the enemy. That's how we begin to secure. Amen. So that's the first ingredient that enters the pot. I was also teaching yesterday morning or so and saying to us that the labors of an intercessor, whether family or territory, actually does not begin with a prayer point. A prophetic intercessor, it means that your reception, your prayer point, is designed to be delivered by the prophetic dimension. So when you come to prayer, what you do is to engage the spirit that powers your prophetic movements. The Holy Ghost, he is a prophetic spirit. Jesus said, he shall tell you of things to come. That is advertisement as a prophetic spirit. Are you with me? For we have not received the spirit which is of the world, that's 1 Corinthians 2:12, but the spirit which is of God, and that spirit brings us into the knowing of things. That's a prophetic label. What is the basis of his prophetic expressions? It's because it's a search facility in the spirit. It's a search entity. And the Bible says he searcheth all things. The word search there is not, the word there is discern. So it's a discerning spirit. So the spirit discerns all things. Even the deep things of God, he can discern them. Another word you can use to substitute search there is judge. So if you mingle the things of God and the things of men, one who is under the influence of the Holy Spirit can delicately separate that. That first song was God. This second one was man. This one, when it began, is the same song, but the first two times he sang it was man. And then God sent him help, and the rest is God. That delicately. That when he started the sermon, the first 3 minutes was God. The remaining 4 hours was from his soul. May God help preachers. The first ingredient, I call them the sights and sounds of revelation. Two is a posture, and that's what we read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be careful of nothing. So there must be a posture of confidence in God, no anxiety. That's the second ingredient. Prayer has not been prayed. The posture of confidence in God. Is there someone who is interceding for a territory, for a family? Don't pray if you are not confident in God. Prayer is a labor in faith. It means if you are not sure if God can deliver, don't bother yourself. Because you must ask, not doubting. Are you with me? Once doubt is in place, labor first to eliminate your doubt. And one of the ways you can clear your doubt is to sit with your Bible. The Bible is replete with verses that teach that God can be trusted. If it was another God we're praying to on this Nigeria issue, me I would have dropped out of prayer for many years. My confidence is that he's not deaf. My confidence is that he is not blind. My confidence is that he is able. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. Sights and sounds of revelation. The posture of confidence in God, no anxiety. Three is the ceaseless offerings or offering of all kinds of prayer. Somebody say all kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1 and 2. All kinds of prayer. The one who is interceding for a territory must know when to switch from petition to supplication. Must know when to switch from supplication to intercession. And maybe go back to petition. And they must know how to bring thanksgiving. In words, in a song, like we did this evening. There were feedbacks that were coming. Feedbacks that were coming. And the feedback released a song of praise. Sometimes it's a song in thanksgiving. But you must ceaselessly offer them as a mix. That if somebody looks at you, the person is wondering, what kind of prayer? Is it an intercession? While he's pleading with God for mercy, that supplication, once he finds out that, oh, mercy has been supplied by reality, he uses mercy as a platform to intercede. Are you with me? And he goes before God and says, Lord, Have you heard Bishop Walioke pray before? When Baba wants to bless people, he walks around, then he speaks in tongues a little. He now motions somebody on the key. He needs that keyboard. He said, now, give me a sound. If the sound is good, many times he stands on his toe. If he blesses you in that mode, go to bed. If he causes you in that mood, go and sleep too. Just cover yourself with cover clothes and wait. Wait for the cause to come. Speaks in tongues. I can't even give you the sound of the tongues. Many times it comes in scattered mode. You know why our fathers pray in tongues? Their tongues are not fine like our own. How many of you have watched the meeting we had in Zaria when the Apami was praying in tongues? If you can watch it again, you'll be wondering, tongues and so. I remember one day, mommy and daddy Paul was saying that, mommy, after a service, you know those tongues that daddy used to do for those scatter service, that mommy came to him and said, daddy, this thing he used to say, is it tongues? Even mommy was asking that, the way the thing sound, you know how his own used to sound. It goes shaka. And said, is that in tongues? Well, he delivers his effect. And you know he delivers it. He delivers it. But the answer is that it is tongues. That's how he was given. He was not given to pray fine. Have you heard Dr. Williams pray in tongues? When Papa Bishop Oyedepo is troubled, have you heard him explode in tongues? I've not heard Pastor Adeboye speak in tongues on the stage before. I've not. You have heard before? I've not heard. He said, okay, go small like that. I've not heard Pastor W.F. Kumi speak in tongues before. But I have no doubt that he speaks a lot. I have no doubt. You need that language to steward that reality. Some people finish in the house. When they now come in the open, they now whisper to you. All kinds, the continuous, and that's the key word there, or the word ceaseless, offering of all kinds of prayer. 1 Timothy 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, as a type of prayer, prayers, which is petition, a type of prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks, all kinds of prayer, be made for all men. It must be ceaseless. It must be ceaseless. If you take a study of the Lord's Prayer, you will find out that the Lord's Prayer is a compendium of all kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. The list in the Lord's Prayer is longer than this. But you will see petition, you will see supplication. You will see the prayer of adoration, which is to acknowledge God. All kinds of prayer. That's what makes prayer. A mix, and it must be ceaseless. Somebody say ceaseless. When these three foundational realities have been put in place, the one who is laboring in prayer must also understand how do I put them now? Those ingredients that are byproducts of the finished work of Christ. And there are two of those ingredients that I want to mention this evening. First of them is the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. It's a fast disappearing reality in prayer in the body of Christ. It's very uncommon now to see people pray and plead the blood of Jesus. There are even teachings against the use of the blood, that the blood has finished its work. You can't deploy it again. Well, in this little life of mine, I have seen our Father's disciple mature darkness by the blood of Jesus. And Satan takes stress. Remember I said, when the jungle matures, anything that looks like a weapon is good. If you have a matchbox in your pocket, if the person comes close enough, just light one match and have you not told you? Anything. If you have a bucket of water, pour it. And while he's trying to recover from the bucket of water, put the bucket on his head, carry a stick and beat him. Anything works. As long as it is legit. It's like a UFC fight. In UFC, they box, it's boxing, it's karate, it's wrestling, it's judo. It's more like a lawless thing. And in UFC, bleeding is not the end of the fight. Surrender is. So when we come seeking to secure land, it's a massive assault until the enemy retreats. We don't stop. We don't pray for 2 days and we're excited and we run away. We keep coming. When we find out that the enemy is weak, it's a good time to intensify so that the enemy is overwhelmed. The blood of Jesus. 5 ingredient is the name of the Lord. Somebody say the name of the Lord. We understand that by the blood, mercy is occasioned on the territory. A defense system emerges in the territory. When the name of the Lord is deployed, the spiritual counterpart of the invasion, of the invading force, comes to their knees. Because when the name of the Lord is released, it brings to their knees more than human beings. It's of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and under the earth. Sometimes why blood flows in territories is because the spirits in the underworld are crying that they need more men. If you have watched Legend of the Seeker, you understand that there are gates. But was it a gate they used? I think it was a court or so. Was it a veil? As the veil began to open slightly, one greenish thing like this, the spirits from the underworld began to climb. In my little study, I found out that an eclipse does not end as an eclipse. Every time, we don't watch for those things, but we are not ignorant of the devices of our adversary, let it take advantage of us. Geometry is the strength of sorcery. So when there's an eclipse, you don't sleep. You mark it. Because wicked men use those alignments of earth bodies to occasion evil. I remember 2-3 years ago, there was a starry movement. It was online. Certain stars are going to move past. And what we got to know that was in certain circles, they programmed certain things to hit men that night. I told you that the last supermoon that happened, we had a visitation in our house. My wife was pregnant that time. Only Jesus knows what will happen. We picked it. We saw the creature. We killed it. And we could not see his body again. So we don't look for signs. But we are not ignorant. If you follow the spirit, it will steer your heart. Pray now. Pray now. The name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are safe. If the righteous has found a way to keep a city in himself, it means when you run into that place, the city comes with you. Everything in your pocket enters bike with you. They say they used to enter bike, even though I don't know where the door is, but that's what they used to say. Say, I enter bike. Your key enters bike with you. Your purse enters bike with you. Whatever is in the custody of the man who runs into the name of the Lord enters into the name with him. A whole family, a whole clan, a whole city, a whole institution can become defended because of one righteous man. We are the only ones who don't know the value of a righteous man. It's high. That's why the enemy makes sure that even if he can't drop you out of prayer, drop you out of preaching, drop you out of evangelism, he will touch your stature as a righteous man. He will make sure that iniquity builds an altar in your life, even though every other thing is going wrong. So that in the day that God needs men to stand, you will not be able to do what a righteous man can do. If you are in a battle for righteousness, may, because of this reason, may God show up to help you. The name of the Lord. 5. Now, 6 is the motions of angelic warriors. For many years, I have attempted to do a teaching on angels. I tried it in the beginning of the year. I had my notes, but the Lord said, not yet. Not yet. So, I stayed away. I know one day will give me, maybe he wants me to experience a lot more, so that I can be able to teach in a more organic way. But every land has been allocated a detachment of angels. We know from scriptures that the choice of God for a land is validated by many realities. And one of such realities is the reality of designated angels. At Obomoshona, because we know that God has chosen our city, He marked our city in heaven by gifting us angels. Those angels have a prince over them. There is an angelic prince whose region of manifestation is Nigeria, designed to secure. And as God begins to stir men on the ground troops to fight, He brings them into the fellowship of the motion of these warrior angels, so that we can be more victorious. I was saying maybe in the morning that when Israel was to go into Jericho, on that certain day when Joshua had prepared his men, he saw a man just around the boundaries of the camp, and he saw this man with a sword drawn. His request to the man was, "Are you for us or against us?" The man said, "Neither." He introduced himself that, "I have come as the captain of the host of the Lord." I believe that in this season, God has sent us, and I had visions when we're here, that there is a traffic of the angelic. The last time I saw that angelic traffic, I said this before God, and I lie not, was when we had the last 200 hours. And if you have those sermons, you will hear that those statements were made. That was the last time I saw that traffic this heavy. It was not a scattered thing. I can describe what I've seen, because now I began to see again. It's more like a troop comes in, and then every people veer off an arrangement. What game do we play like that? Do you know how people move chips on a draft board? If you are not a master, you will carry it and place it. How do masters move it? They slide. That's what I'm seeing. It's more like people are just going, as though there are already spaces to come into. That's the picture I'm seeing. We must ask God to deploy them. I know in certain quarters, they say that we can command them. Well, the scripture I study with said, He shall give charge. So what I teach is that in angelic movements or angelic interventions, man is supposed to take the posture of an instigator. One who comes to say, "Lord, send angels." On the cross, when they were trying to mock the Christ, He said, "I can ask my Father and He will send." I believe the experience of the Christ gives us an accurate expression in relating with angels. Now, I know that people come out of a lot of experiences, but for me, my Bible is superior to your experiences. Even if you claim it works, I know that there are things that can be commanded. You can command things and other things will move. Are you with me? You can command an angel of God and an angel will still move, which is not of God. But what I see in scriptures, except anybody who believes otherwise, do you have scriptures that show that we can command angels? I've not seen one, and I've not finished reading my Bible. Maybe because I feel there's no price for it in heaven. But if you have finished reading your own, I know there are people who pride in, who have read scriptures front to back 10 times. You're like this. We have not read much, so little has been given to us. Little is expected of us. So you have been given. It's a good read. I'm not. It's bad that I've not finished reading scriptures. I'm saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's a sin, but it's bad. I should have finished reading scriptures. What do you think? I should have. Chibola, have you? Okay. I think we need to start. Timo, you have not. Have you read up to 2 books of the Bible? There are people in church who just read isolated verses. Some people have not finished the whole chapter. It's a spirit discourages them. You don't notice discouragement when you're reading the Bible. Have you read Bishop Oyedepo's books before? They're like Kenneth Hagin books. Papa used to copy long verses. And what some people do is, they just jump the verses and continue with the story. I even have a friend. Well, I hope he has changed. If he's looking at people's statuses, if his Bible verse that he quoted there, he skips it. He's more interested in what human beings wrote. And it's a spirit. Wanna see me? So that every time he wants to focus, he cannot focus. If you are like that, you are helped tonight. The psalmist exclaimed, and I know that was by the help of the Holy Ghost. He said, how I love thy law. I'm saying that same help will be available to someone in the name of Jesus. You will love his law. You will esteem it more than your daily food. In the name of Jesus. The motions of angelic warriors. Yesterday night we deployed 7. And 7 is the covenants of acknowledged fathers of faith. The covenants of acknowledged fathers of faith. The commitment of God many times is bound in covenants. But a generation that wants to deploy as an ingredient for territorial preservation, the covenants of God, must acknowledge those fathers. A bastard generation will not be able to drop this ingredient. A generation that feels that we were called to pioneer the moves of God will have no covenant to work with. Because the average young person does not know the way of cutting covenants. These arts are no longer taught. So we must acknowledge our fathers. Acknowledging fathers will also mean that you honor their memories, especially those who have gone to glory, and that you labor around educating yourself about them. You labor not just to know their stories, you labor into the understanding of their consecrations so that you can sustain their labors. A line, I think, in the first stanza of National Anthem says something, the labor of our heroes past shall never be in vain. There is a generation of young people that is rising that is postured to make the labors of our heroes past be in vain. I was at one CAC youth convention. The sermon itself, I'm not sure if we eventually got it, but I've seen the beginning of it online. I was talking to young people. And I was telling them, see, all of you are gathered around the labors of a man. Ayo Babalola is everybody's father. Some of you don't pray. Some of you don't fast. Some of you have not found the way of holiness. You have not found the path of wasting. And you claim that you're Ayo Babalola. What it means is that what you are trapped in the spirit will not be available to that generation that does not live like he lived. Late last year, a few fathers in the CNS movement had a convention in Oshobo. And then they gave me a topic. My encounters with Moses Odumolade. I said, why don't I go to that kind of meeting and teach? But God gave me grace. I had about 3 hours and I laid it in scriptures. That you see, Baba did not take his mantle to heaven. When his mantle is fully possessed, Somebody who is anointed to be a sound priest will release a cry and oppression will break. Will release a cry and men, physical wicked men, will run. We've heard stories that there was a time his boys were picked and locked up in prison somewhere around the nation. And then he stood on the other side of the road and began to sing. It was the song that the people who locked them up, their hearts were pricked and they opened the door and released these guys. What was the crime? They went to preach in the town. Some people attacked them. His boys were trying to say, "What?" He said, "No, no, stand behind, stand behind." And then he asked the Lord of the cherubims and the seraphims to show up. It was a cheap prayer. And then the assailants looked at themselves and took themselves out. So they now said, they charmed these people. They charmed them. I said in that meeting that they don't need these dimensions in heaven. The civilization of heaven is a perfect civilization. If you're anointed in the earth, they don't need your anointing to compute the circuitry of divine expressions. It's complete. We need your anointing here. It means when Jesus calls you home, after you have lived long, know that all this your back here, you are even tired of coloring it again. You have served God in health. When he calls you home, you will leave that grace in the earth. And other men will add it to what they have. That after a while, when you become more serious with God, he will open the gate of covenants to you. And cities, territories can become secured. Destinies can be aligned permanently because you have entered into that dimension with God. So covenants of acknowledged fathers. Covenants of acknowledged fathers. I shared during the week from 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9. So we are in 8, right? 8 is the offering of sacrifices. We must know how to mix sacrifice. Sacrifice is not always financial. It's not always material. There are many things that can be sacrificed. And one of the things that everybody has is the sacrifice of convenience. The sacrifice of convenience. Because of this victory that you want to happen, because of this turnaround that you are seeking, can God wake you up around 4:30? In that time, breeze used to blow. Even if you were having nightmares before, the nightmares most times go away around that. Everybody's giving like a few hours to sleep into the day. Can God wake you up at that time and say, pray now? Sacrifice. Can God remove your shoe? Not give it out. That you should hold your shoe and use your feet to walk around Lautek. To take the land for Jesus. You know, that kind of walk, the downside is not that your leg will choke a stone. The downside is that people will be wondering, "Bro Isaac, is he okay?" They will now call the rest of the protocol members to check that. Why? When last did you see? Say you just left church. Ha! What did I pay? You can be mocked, you can be spoken against, but that's how we win. That's how we win. He can say, "Isaac, rise up, go and sit in front of the Senate building. Go there as early as 6 a.m. You go back home at 6 in the evening. Don't pray. Just sit." It's not new. Because a man like Hosea, to give expression to the love, to the unconditional love for the nation of Israel, was told to go and marry a prostitute. When the prostitute misbehaved and ran away, what did God tell him? Say, "Go back and buy her back from her lovers." What kind of thing is that? There's another prophet, I'm not sure if it was Jeremiah or the same Hosea, who was told to lay on his side Who was that one? Eh? Ezekiel. Lay on his side, not for one day, for days. And then you think that, this side, is paining me now. Let me go up. The instruction was, you now lay on that other side. So everybody who passed was wondering, what has happened to this prophet? Sacrifice. Nothing appeases the realm of the spirits, that's the Holy Ghost, or the realm of spirits like sacrifice. It's like adding nutmeg to rice. It makes it release a sweet smelling, you know, the word is savour, the aroma that rises. Sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. When the situation gets tough, what me I start looking for is, Lord, what do I sacrifice? What do I sacrifice? Remember when God broke in upon Israel and began to kill them because David numbered Israel? The Bible said they got to the threshing floor. I think it was of Ornan. Yes. And it was, the demand was to save a nation. So the man gave David say, have my threshing floor. Just put up an altar. He said, I will not offer God a sacrifice that will cost me nothing. Everything that we'll use for this sacrifice will buy, even the land will buy it. If it is cheap, it won't go far. Sacrifice. Every man in this house who has plans to get married, because it's not everybody, some people just want to be like that, and there's grace for it. Every man who wants to get married must master these things that I'm saying, because you may not be giving a nation, you may just be giving a home. Are you with me? And in that home, we expect that you secure it with these ingredients. If you put one in the pot and you see that the enemy is still rearing his head, you flip another one into the pot. It's alasepo. So it anything goes inside it. All of them are edible. Sacrifice. 9 is the word of prophecy. I didn't say the prophetic word. There is a place for prophesying. Deploring the energies of the prophetic dimension to get things done. That's my next point. I can add that. It's not on my list, but I can add that. The prophetic word. But what I'm speaking about now is the word of prophecy. And when I speak of the word of prophecy, they are actual liftings from scriptures. Actual liftings from scriptures. Thus saith the Lord. Not inspired prophesying, but echoed prophecies. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you pray well, and you pray having studied scriptures, you will see many verses of scriptures that you consciously did not bring up in prayer that begin to pop up. That's the activity of the Holy Ghost. He begins to bring you in prayer, churning through the verses of scripture that are relevant to your current enterprise. And then you release them. With them goes forth the integrity of God. The word of prophecy. Second to it is what we call the prophetic word. That's deploying your prophetic nature as a believer to speak forth your expectations, to speak forth the interventions you seek to see by inspiration. Are you with me? What number are we now? Number 10. Yeah. Means I didn't number. Okay. I numbered 2 sevens. And then I've added the prophetic word to now. The glory of God. The glory of God. The one who is praying must labor into an atmosphere. An atmosphere. An atmosphere. There is defense in the glory. The glory is also provision to be able to deliver every reality of God. So the glory. We must know how to cut the glory. What do you do that makes God become very expressive? Everybody must know it. Begin to watch your lives. The Holy Spirit trains by experiences. What was the last time you had that experience? What did you do? When you try it again, it doesn't work. Check, how did you do? That's how I mastered some things ministry. I'm not a one-off glory person. It happened there, it happened there. No. What were the instructions God gave me? What were the things that I did? If I stay with my instructions and the things that I did, it will happen again. Because the Holy Spirit loves cycles. Can you say that to your neighbor? The Holy Spirit loves cycles. He understands that man is impaired. Man is, the word impaired means that we are like a damaged group. We are insufficient in partnering effectively with him. So he comes in cycles. So that by the understanding of patterns, you can know how he will come. I trust Jesus that from tomorrow morning we'll be able to glide better. The last that I have here is the spiritual songs of praise and thanksgiving. Somebody say the spiritual songs. Songs become spiritual because they are inspired by the Holy Ghost. When I mean inspired, it doesn't mean that it is a new song. If you are praying, and what you hear is Kosagbara, Odabiti Jesu, the unlearned, we say it's not a spiritual song. What makes it spiritual is that the Spirit is the one that brought the song. He inspired it. Are you with me? He's inspiring it for you. This is what you should enter. Enemy, you're my calling. Hallelujah. So batombo adura. Ah, me, oh my glory, hallelujah. Sobato damisi. Enumi, oh my glory, hallelujah. Sobato mbo adura. Ah, me, oh my glory, hallelujah. Sobaye baye. Sorry, I'm singing Yoruba songs. I'm Yoruba anyway. So they are not modern songs. We used to sing it in our local church, but sometimes those are the songs that come. It can be in English too. It can be comprehensible. It can be incomprehensible. Like when my son wants to pray now, he goes, hey, ya, ya, hey, ya, ya, hey, ya, ya, hey, ya, ya. And yesterday night, he has advanced. He now has two lines in tongues. And he will go back again and do his ayaya. And I was asking my wife, but he doesn't do it without something that looks like a microphone. I was sharing this morning that yesterday night, like, his hand was like this. And he was stamping his leg. I said, God, this boy has seen so much. So ayaya is a spiritual song, but it is not spiritual when he's not the one inspiring it. We don't traffic because we know songs. We traffic because it brings back the songs. The songs only become accurate vehicles of transport when he's the one that inspires them. So I don't need to come to prayer with a long list of songs. Anyone he brings. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. We cry, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Rabbi Katata The Lord reigns. Blessed be. Shabbat Araba Sufita Nataya. Stumbata Papa Komia Semai. I come Alaba Ruska Babata Sante Kumi Baba. Blessed be. Sing this song as Nigerians. Let the Lord of our salvation be exalted. His occasion, it delivers an anointing every time. Ever all over salvation. Rekabaya to kakata baba baba kaba hatida. Shato kababa barasko babetata manta bala sopa bruza hatifinai. Can Jerry come now? Let's pray. There are two prayer points I want us to pray as a church. One is that the Lord will reward his stewardship. The Lord will reward it. Let the sacrifices that he put in, the conveniences that he let go of, rise before God as an offering, and let a blessing be poured upon him. Let the things that he has lost be recovered. Yes, let the things that he has lost in the spirit, in business, in finance. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? Oh, Kobaharabos. Vetu katukia katusu karuta latus. Abo kaputu kapai bambobo kebus kapai. Vetu kaparute babeiso. Eskupai kababaha. Efanatu kavranda kapabo shitapatai. Let the rain of heaven begin to fall upon your head. Let the rain of heaven begin to fall from your head, upon your head. Let the rain of heaven begin to soak your life. Let the blessedness of our God become more evident in your life. Let that which has been lost spiritual, let that which has been lost physical be restored. August, We give word to you for this servant of God that a gate of timely rewards is open. I stand as one representing this assembly, and I decree that you are blessed. We establish for you the reality of the blessings of God, and it comes first as a recovery of the graces that attended to your life. We have known you to be a man of prayer, a man whose heart is sold out to the Lord. Let those altars be reactivated in the mighty name of Jesus. Your hands were shaped for a lot of wealth. Yes. And you have labored in the area of businesses. We know about that loss. But tonight we decree in the name of Jesus that the month of August, as a church, we decreed, is established unto you as a month of recovery. Because you have labored, our God ensures that a new gate of establishment, finance, business-wise, is opened unto you in the name of Jesus. Such as is resident in this vessel to create men of great wealth, we decree together as a house, in the name of Jesus, be wealthy. That which was stolen is restored. And I hear the Lord says, restore it to you the season that the cankerworm has eaten. So the month of August, as a startup month, is established for you as a month of many months. Let those things that were supposed to have come that did not come, let them begin to come. Let those gates of opportunities open again. And we put a blessing on everything that you are currently doing. They work. They bring you profits. They bring you increase. I also speak over that relationship that you are in, that as God multiplies resources to you, you will find early settlement. In the name of Jesus, every pressure upon you, upon the one that God has connected you to, breaks from tonight. Because God brings increase for early settlement. We give you praise, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we celebrate God's Sabbath? Thank you. So keep serving. God will inspire your opening also. It will go round, but please keep serving. This is my submission. I do not think that the purpose of service, or that the primary purpose of service, is rewards. That's how I think. I may be wrong. I don't think so. I believe that the believer is a debtor to the Christ. So I serve him because he saved me. Remember when you confessed his lordship, he became your master. And because he became your master, he saved you. So your salvation is primarily for service. Are you with me? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 advertises to us the nature of the kingdom that we have come into. The Bible says it's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Therefore, because the standards of that kingdom cannot be altered, let us have grace that we may enjoy. Abby, what did he say? How? Acceptable. Why we serve, however, we understand that our summons unto God is not without feedbacks. For I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. He also says in his word, he says, my work is before me and my reward is with me. It means the way to the bridge between you and my reward is my work. We can trust his system. But we understand that the destiny of a son is to increase the scope of his father's inheritance. It's not to take his own share. We know that we have allocations. And the Bible says, be not weary in well doing, for in, somebody said, due season. We have farmers in the house. Where's my work? When you planted maize, you reaped it the following day. Eh? I know miracles happen. I've not heard it before, sir. This one. So, let us keep laboring. And let us keep asking for grace. So that even when it's difficult, we may serve acceptably. Because God rewards. He will reward you in Jesus' name. Alright, please be seated. Let me see how far we can run. Please incorporate these things that I have listed into your prayers. Incorporate them. The way we incorporate is that it begins more like a duty, something mechanically. Oh, I have not brought this into it. I have not brought this into it. After a while, it becomes fluid. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.